If you have your Bible with you or a Bible app, you could turn to Ezekiel chapter 37. It's in the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and then Daniel. So it's sandwiched in there. Ezekiel 37. And I tell you what, God was orchestrating this service because a couple of the songs that you chose, Abby, fit perfectly with the message today. These are the days of Elijah, Ezekiel, the dry bones. That's what we're talking about today, reviving the dry bones. Last week, we talked about the trek to transformation, and we used that illustration of the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. And I tell you what, I don't want to stay a caterpillar when God is calling me to be a butterfly. How about you? I want the transformation, and we are transformed by renewing our minds. And our minds are renewed by focusing on truth. In fact, Philippians 4:8 tells us a list of things we need to think on, and the very first thing in the list is truth. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, where it talks about the armor of God that we need to be equipped with, the very first thing is truth. So truth is very critical. And so we focus on truth, and then we replace the lies of the enemy with the truth of God's word. So we don't just read it, but we begin to absorb it and replace the lies that the enemy has tried to put in our lives. We replace those with the word of God's truth. Okay? Now, Ezekiel chapter 37, I'm going to read verses 1 through 14, and then we'll talk about it. So would you please stand, and I'll read the word. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off.' Therefore prophesy and say to them, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." All right, you may be seated. This is not the zombie apocalypse. Okay? I've actually encountered a couple people say, "Zombies are real, read Ezekiel 37. Actually, this is a prophecy. And really, in the most strict terms, it's a prophecy to the Israelites. You know, they had been in captivity and all of this, and God is promising to bring them back. And they're not done, but he has new life for them. They will come back to the land of Israel. However, I believe there's some spiritual application for us as well. And here's the first point. We need to see the truth. Last week we talked about the importance of truth. We need to see it. In verses 1 and 2, Ezekiel is brought there and he sees this valley of dry bones. We need to see the truth. We need to see the truth about ourselves. What what is going on in our own hearts, what's going on in our own minds. And here's what I mean. Some of you may have been in a valley. You've lost your heavenly perspective. You're living at less than God's best. You're feeling low down like you're in a valley. And you might just need to acknowledge and see that's the truth. That's where I've been. Some of you may be feeling broken and disjointed. You've been trying to go at it all alone. You feel separated from everyone else, like those bones were scattered across the valley. Some of you may feel dead and dried up, and it's been so long since you've experienced the presence and power of God that you're not sure if you even can anymore. And if that's been the condition of your life and your heart, you just need to see and acknowledge that's the truth. That's where I've been. I've been in the valley. I felt like the dry bones. I need to see that truth. That's what the Israelites were saying here in verse 11. They said, our hope is gone. We're cut off. They felt like God had abandoned them, and there was no hope left for them. But listen to what the Lord says in Revelation chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up! Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. So we need to see the truth of our condition and acknowledge where you really are with God. Wake up. And then in Revelation, it gives us some steps to take. We need to revive, wake up, return to consciousness and life, get active again. And we need to reinforce what little remains of God's work needs to be strengthened. And we need to remember and call to mind those things that God has done in the past. And we need to relinquish control, give up and surrender to God and obey what he says. And we need to repent. Change your way of thinking. And we talked extensively about that last week, how we need to change the way we've been thinking. Perhaps you've been in that valley of dry bones and you think that's all there is. It's the valley of dry bones. That's it. Change the way you're thinking. God has more for you. See the truth. And then we need to hear the truth. Verses 3 and 4, we see this conversation between God and Ezekiel. And God starts the conversation. He says, can these bones live? It's a fair question. Let me ask you that question in this manner. Do you really want renewal? Do you really want change? Do you really want revival? Do you really want new life and more of God's presence? Can these bones live? And Ezekiel responds, only you know, Lord. Only you know. We need to rely and lean on God's mercy. He is the source. Only he knows. Only he can bring the renewal that we long for. Yes, there are things we must do, but ultimately it all comes from God. If there's going to be renewal, if there's going to be revival, it's in God's hands. Lord, you know. And we look to you. We lean on you. And then God says, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Church, listen to what God is saying. This message of renewal is popping up everywhere. It's being preached across our nation. God is bringing renewal to those who will listen. In the Old Testament, the phrase they said over and over again was, hear, O Israel. And in the New Testament, it was, he who has ears, let him hear. We need to hear what God is saying. And God is saying he wants to bring renewal. Hear the word of the Lord. Replace the enemy's lies with the truth of God's word. What is God saying? What has he already said in the Bible? Listen and obey. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the truth. Ephesians 5:26 talks about washing with water through the word. We hear his word. We read it, and it washes us. And so we read the word. We rinse away the lies, and we receive the truth. Hear the word. Hear the truth. Verse 12. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Oh, my people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. That's the truth of God's word. He wants to bring his people back. In verses 5 and 6, we see the vision, and God gives a promise. He says, I'm going to breathe new life into them. And that new breath of life is the Spirit of God that brings rebirth and renewal. Titus 3, 5 and 6 says, He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. New breath. God wants and He promises rebirth and renewal. And this was a prophetic word for us just a couple years ago at regional conference when the minister prayed and loudly said, birth, 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 as he prayed over us at Open Bible Church. God doesn't want us to stay in the valley of dry bones. He promises to revive us if we will hear the word of the Lord. And He also promises new life. That's rebuilding and resurrection that God has in mind for us. In Ezra 9, verse 9, it says, Our God has not deserted us. He has shown us kindness. He has granted us new life to rebuild the house of our God and repair its ruins. God has promised new life, rebuilding, and resurrection. Romans 6, verse 4 says, Just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So new life that God is promising has all to do with rebuilding and resurrection. God's vision for us is the same of that as Christ Jesus. He wants to raise us up and rebuild us. Just as He didn't leave Jesus in the grave, but He raised Him up from the dead. He doesn't want to leave us in the valley of dry bones, but He wants to resurrect us to new life, to rebirth, to renewal. He wants renewal for us even more than we want it for ourselves. Hear the word of the Lord. And God not only has a promise, but He has a plan. He's going to add to those bones. He says He's going to add tendons to the bones. Now, tendons and ligaments are what hold the skeleton and muscles all together. That speaks of the reuniting and the continued unity of believers. He's putting us back together. That's God's plan. And He's going to add to the bones flesh. And that's a biblical word that really means all the muscles and organs of the body that give it its living functions. That speaks to me of the various gifts and talents that God has placed in believers. We need each part reaching its full potential. God is raising us up to reach His calling. He wants to bring new life to us. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 paints a similar picture where it says, From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. That's God's vision for us, that the body would come together, be held together, and do what He's called us to do. New life. And God is adding to the bones, tendons, and flesh, and skin. Skin is the covering that protects all of the other parts. To me, this speaks of God's anointing. He covers us with His Spirit and protects us with His love and truth because He is our refuge. He will cover us. He will raise us up and then remain with us and keep us. He does the heavy lifting, church. He does all the work. I say to you, hear the word of the Lord. In fact, God made some promises just one chapter back here in Ezekiel chapter 36. Starting at verse 25, listen to what God says. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities, from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. That's God's promise. That's God's plan. He will do it. Did you notice how many times he says, I will, I will, I will. God will bring renewal. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the truth. So we need to see the truth in our own lives. We need to hear the truth of what God is promising. And then we need to begin speaking the truth. Speak the truth. And when I say speak the truth, I'm not just talking about being honest. I'm talking about believing what God's word says and putting it into practice. We need to agree and align ourselves with the truth of God's word. In verses 7 through 10 here in Ezekiel 37, we see the response. Ezekiel prophesied as he was commanded. He obeyed and simply said what God said. He recited what he heard from God. God says, say these words, blah, 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 blah. Ezekiel says the word, blah, 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 blah. That means word for word. He's reciting what God says. Church, we need to partner with the Holy Spirit in believing by faith what the Bible says. Replace lies with truth and repeat what God says. Speak the truth. And here are a few examples to start with. As a Christian, who does the Bible say that I am? He says, the Bible says, I am a son of God. John 1:12 says, I am God's child. John 15:15 says, I am a friend of Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 says, I have been justified. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, I am united with the Lord and I am one with him in spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, I have been bought with a price and I belong to God. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, I am a member of Christ's body. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, I am righteous. Ephesians 1, 3 through 8 says, I have been chosen by God and adopted as his child. Colossians 1, 13 and 14 says, I have been redeemed and forgiven of all my sins. Colossians 2, 9 and 10 says, I am complete in Christ. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16 says, I have direct access to the throne of grace through Jesus Christ. I'm a son of God. Not only that, I am safe in God's hands. Romans 8:1 says, I am free from condemnation. Romans 8:28 says, I am assured that God works for my good in all circumstances. Romans 8:31 through 39 says, I cannot be separated from the love of God. Colossians 3, 1 through 4 says, I am hidden with Christ in God. Philippians 1:6 says, I am confident that God will complete the good work he started in me. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I don't have a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And 1 John 5:18 says, I am born of God, and the evil one cannot harm me. So I am safe. And not only that, I am significant. John 15:5 says, I am a branch of Jesus Christ, who's the true vine, and I'm a channel of his life. John 15:16 says, I have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, I am God's temple. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21 says, I am a minister of reconciliation for God. Ephesians 2:6 says, I am seated with Jesus Christ in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 2:10 says, I am God's workmanship. Ephesians 3:12, I can approach God with freedom and confidence. Philippians 3:20, I'm a citizen of heaven. And in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so I am significant. I'm a son of God. I'm safe in his hands. And I am significant in God's eyes. That's who we are. That's the truth of the word, church. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. And there are plenty more scriptures that tell us how we ought to think and speak and behave. And a lot of those things are contrary to worldly thinking. And so we need to begin to speak the truth of God's word. We need to hold to the truth, speak the truth. And God has spoken his personal promises to Open Bible Church as well. More than once, we've received prophetic words about continued growth. More than once, we've received prophetic words about revival flowing from this church. More than once, we've received prophetic words about greater things that God has in store for Open Bible Church. Church, let's speak the truth. That's what God has said. Let's speak the truth. Hear the word of the Lord. Speak the truth. We will grow. We will experience revival. We will see and do greater things because that's what God said. And so I'm saying it too. Speak the truth. Church, when we see the truth and we really acknowledge our condition, where we are, and when we hear the truth, God's promise and his plan for us, and then we begin to speak the truth and agree with what God has said, then God's word is fulfilled and there is revival and new life. In verse 7, after he saw the truth, he heard the truth and he spoke the truth, verse 7, there was a rattling sound as the bones came together. Verse 8, tendons, flesh, and skin began to cover the bones. And then in verse 10, breath entered them. They came to life. They stood up on their feet, a vast army. Started out a valley of dry bones scattered all over. And he saw the truth. But he heard the truth from God. And he began to speak the truth. And those bones came back to life. Church, I hear a rattling sound. I hear a wind beginning to blow. God is bringing renewal. God is bringing new life. He is making us into a powerful army for his kingdom. So I say, see the truth. Hear the truth. Speak the truth. Can this valley of dry bones live? God says yes. And so we say yes as well. Now, this morning as we close, I'm going to open the altar for ministry. Some of you perhaps really feel like you've been in that valley. You feel like you're the dried up bones. I'd love to pray with you, and I know there's others who will come and help me pray as well. Hear the word of the Lord. God's promise is you don't have to stay in that valley of dry bones. You can experience new life. You can experience renewal, rebirth, resurrection, rebuilding. God has all of that in mind for you. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to just pray kind of for everybody. And if you want particular prayer, as I'm praying, come and stand around the altar. And then we're going to pray for you. Others, when I'm done praying the public prayer, you can be dismissed at your leisure. Okay? That's how we're going to operate. And so let's all stand right now. And as I pray, if you want special prayer, you make your way to the front. Lord God, I thank you for your promise of new life. We don't have to stay in the valley of dry bones, but you have a vision, a promise, and a plan to raise us up to new life, to create in us a new breath and new spirit that will raise us up. Lord, we want to become that vast army who is living for you. God, we don't want to stay in the valley of dry bones. Lord, I thank you for your promise, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you would raise us up, fulfill your word. God, we thank you for the rattling sounds that we've already been hearing. You've already been bringing some renewal and restoration into us. And God, we ask for more and more. And help us, Lord, to not give up, but to keep pressing in for more of your presence, more of your power, more of your glory, more new life. God, revive us. Revive us, Lord. Renew us, God. Lord, we pray and ask, Lord, for a demonstration of power. Lord, I know that's been on my heart. As Paul said in his scripture, I didn't just come with eloquent words, but I came with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. God, we want to see and experience a demonstration of the Spirit's power. Lord, there are some who need healing. God, you are the healer. Lord, there are others who need a miracle. And God, you're the miracle worker. And so, God, we look to you. Renew us. Revive us. Work in us and through us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. God's blessings on you. Have a great week. Others can come on down if you want.